Hello, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. So anyway, the sad tidings that a police officer in Northern Ireland was shot today, but so far is clinging on to life, was rushed to Altnagevin Hospital. So please God he'll pull through, but obviously there's a chance that he won't. So it was John Caldwell who was shot when he was with his 15-year-old son. And Mr. Caldwell, chief and superintendent, he was coaching football practice for boys of that age. When it ended, he's walking back to his car. Two masked men went up to him and pumped several shots into his torso. He fell, urged the children away, so they didn't get shot, and the two men left him for dead and made good their escape. I believe subsequently people have been taken into custody, but they weren't arrested at the scene. Obviously, we don't know the suspects are the ones who actually shot him. So who shot Detective Chief Inspector Caldwell? Well, the obvious suspects are the real IRA. There's the real IRA, the Continuity IRA. There's a bit of confusion between them. The new IRA, standing for Irish Republican Army. Remember, it's an organization that dates back to, well, arguably 1913. O'Glacan Héireann was IRA fighting against the United Kingdom around the First World War. And then obviously the more modern troubles from 1969 to 1998, Provisional IRA mostly, who dissolved, who decommissioned their weapons in the noughties. But there's some groups who still don't accept the peace process, who won't accept Northern Ireland's place in the United Kingdom, even temporarily, because there's quite a considerable chance that Northern Ireland would vote to leave the United Kingdom and to fuse with the Republic of Ireland. Anyway, so there hasn't been a murder of a police officer for, I think, over 10 years. I think Ronan Kerr was shot in Omagh, County Tyrone, the same town where the detective chief superintendent was shot today. Now, this man, he joined the police service in Northern Ireland 26 years ago, just before the Good Friday Agreement. It was then called the RUC, Royal Ulster Constabulary, then transmogrified into the PSNI, with no symbols of either the United Kingdom or the Republic of Ireland, meant to achieve broader acceptance amongst the community, and indeed its acceptability to most of the community is evident. So this is an incident that has horrified all right-thinking people. So it's suspected the new IRA is behind this attempted slaying, that they've not actually claimed responsibility for it, that they used to boast, yeah, this was us, we did it. So there have been talks between the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, the Taoiseach of the Republic of Ireland, he's the Prime Minister, as it were, and others, the Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris. So Sinn Féin was obviously the party of the Provisional IRA, but no longer. And the Sinn Féin leader, Michelle O'Neill, she's denounced this crime. Obviously has of all shades of unionist opinion, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, leader of the Democratic Unionist Party, and so on. Obviously, I hope there's not a recrudescence of this. So the incident took place at the youth sport Omagh on the edge of the town. And the car used as a getaway vehicle was found but burnt out several miles away. They used to burn out these vehicles just so there's no DNA evidence left, any hair, any skin cells, tears, perspiration, anything which could link the killers to the getaway vehicle, although they've not actually killed him. Three men have been arrested in connection with this, so we don't know the outcome of this. So there are dissident Republicans, as in those who will not accept the peace process and want to forcibly take Northern Ireland out of the United Kingdom, achieve fusion of the Republic of Ireland, then revolutionise the Republic of Ireland, and so on. So usually they murder people they accuse of being drug dealers, and they seldom manage to kill members of the security forces. So anyway, the police patrols have been stepped up. It will bring back many unhappy memories of the troubles when such events were an almost weekly occurrence. So that's it. Now, but we're not sure it's the new IRA. John Caldwell had investigated dozens of murders over the past few decades. It could be loyalist terrorists who tried to kill him. It could be nothing actually to do with any political ideology, just a personal grudge. It might have been a domestic murder he investigated. However, the overwhelming probability it is related to terrorists, either Republican or loyalist, because in personal grudges, they seldom go so far as to try and kill a senior police officer. So why do they try and kill him there? I suppose they thought there are not too many witnesses around that can out in the open, shoot him dead, but they also and showed carelessness about the presence of the teenagers there. They could easily have killed the children by, you know, by just missing, by a ricochet, something like that. So that was him. They tried to kill him whilst he's off duty and unarmed. So he was a very soft target for them. And obviously they were regarded as a triumph if they managed to shoot this man dead. But the Republicans, their strategy was always that the gun and the gunman come together the last possible moment, the minimum possible time. Because if he's and they're separated at that point, so a courier has brought the weapon to the scene of the killing, a courier has taken it away, and they've stolen a car, especially to use as a getaway vehicle. It's not their car, not registered in their name, can't be linked to them, and then burn the car later. So all very, very quick, in and out, to minimize the chance of being caught, then burning their clothes. Often they're wearing surgical gloves or ordinary gloves, so there will hopefully be no, from their point of view, no fingerprints on the murder weapon or no DNA evidence to connect them to this and things like that. Therefore, proving that this person actually murdered or attempted to murder someone becomes very tricky indeed. So they're sufficiently cunning and practiced in this because they know a lot about forensics. But anyway, he's in the victim is in Altnagevin Hospital in Londonderry, or Derry, as people may prefer to call it. I don't know why he didn't go to hospital in Omagh, but I think his injuries are so serious. And just because he's pulled through these few hours, that doesn't guarantee he's going to live. Because I think, well, if you get through the first few hours, you're becoming safer, right? Then you'll live. But no, some people are wounded by bullets or bombs and so on, and they die weeks later. So that is this man. So he wasn't wearing a uniform most of the time, even when he was on duty, because he was so senior. So British security services, they rated the security situation as improving in Northern Ireland, and that's why he'd been able to go around not without his personal firearm, because high-risk people were allowed to carry a weapon. He was on duty. So it was at Berra Swift's football club that he was training at, youth sport, Omagh. Anyway, so they obviously, the PSNI, Police Service of Northern Ireland, they are patrolling very carefully, well, trying to pick up any clues from the crime scene. So anyway, I hope you liked what you saw on my channel, but obviously not that it was a gladsome tidings, rather sorrowful. But please subscribe to me on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And remember, I teach people online in all sorts of subjects like English, literature, English language, English as a foreign language, teach for IELTS and so on, politics, history, religious studies, law, French, and I can't think what else. Help people with interview practice, elocution. I help people with their theses, dissertations, essays, and so forth. And remember, I'm a tour guide in London town. So if you're a tourist in Londinium, let me know. I can guide you around here, Windsor, Oxford, anywhere in the Thames Valley, really. Anyway, thank you very much. Please like and subscribe. So see you again soon. Goodbye.